From the Ravel Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here is the 1018th broadcast of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Every time I get this feeling, I'm so blue, I want to cry. I remember how you left me and how you told me lies. Well, I'll get even with you, I'll get even with you. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll get even with you, I'll find me somebody new. That's what I'm gonna do. Well, every time your name is mentioned, I recall sweet memories. Then I think of how you left me with all these miseries. Well, I'll get even with you, I'll get even with you. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll get even with you, I'll find me somebody new. That's what I'm gonna do.
Hey, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and I'll get even with you. Welcome, Hawk. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, Granny, it's sure good to be here.
Well, you got a fine show lined up for the folks this evening, Hawk. A great show.
Well, how about tell them about it, Grant?
Well, I'm just fixing to. First off, neighbors, we got that funny man Archie Campbell with us, and then there's the Jordanaires.
And don't forget our good buddy, Mr. Chet Atkins.
And String Beans, Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers, and the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And our special guest, lovely Miss Jeannie Shepherd. Yes, sirree. But we will hear from Miss Jean Shepherd in just a few minutes. And right now it's time for our great quartet. So here they are, the Jordanaires, one of these mornings. Let me hear you, boys.
Finding him a resting place one of these mornings, oh yes.
Well, one of these mornings,
yes, now one of these mornings,
I'm gonna see Jesus.
Yes, I'm gonna see Jesus.
Well, one of these mornings,
yes, now one of these mornings,
I'm gonna go,
yes,
home.
I'm gonna go home.
I'm gonna just put on the robe of love,
walk on the golden streets of love, lay down the cross, pick up the crown one of these mornings, oh yeah. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more tomorrow. There'll be no more crying. Well, when we get home,
God knows I'm gonna preach,
preach,
pray,
pray,
sing,
sing,
shout,
shout, live on up in the glory one of these mornings. Oh yes, well, one of these mornings I'm gonna see Jesus. Well, one of these mornings I'm gonna go.
Thank you, Jordanaires. That was mighty fine, mighty fine. You know, that brings us down to the spot in the show where we usually introduce our guest, and seeing how we've got one of the prettiest little gals in the country with us here today, we'd like for you to make her feel right at home and bring her out here on the stage. Let's make her welcome Miss Jean Shepherd.
Hey!
Let's make Jeannie feel good. Where you at, gal? Come on out here. Jeannie, we want to kind of welcome you to the Grand Ole Opry tonight.
Thank you, Hawk. It's nice to be back here.
Well, you can sure say that again, Gene. I'm sure glad to be back myself.
Well, that's right, Hawk. You and Gene have both been away, way out west, as I remember, huh?
That's right. Grant, we covered about 10,000 miles
well,
this trip.
Well, just imagine that. Well, you're going to be in for a while, I take it.
Well, I sure hope so, Grant, but let's not stand here and talk about our trip. Let's get a little music going, and Jeannie's got a brand new Capitol record out, and... And I would like for Miss Jeannie Shepherd just give us a little sample of her latest record, along with Miss Dottie Sills. She's going to help her out on this one. A very fine song called I'll Take the Blame for It All. Turner, you're a solid pipe smoker. Tell me just what it is that you like best about Prince Albert.
Well, Hawk, I'm no expert, but I do know this. A pipe smoker generally likes a tobacco that tastes like tobacco. And with Prince Albert, that's just what he gets. Prince Albert is made from fine, natural tobaccos, and then a special PA process locks in all that natural flavor and goodness. You know, Prince Albert is always fresh, never dry. It's crimp cut, too, so it burns even and slow. So that Prince Albert combination of good tobacco taste, freshness, and cool even burning just naturally adds up to a mild and mellow, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke every time.
I reckon all that is the reason why making men prefer PA, too.
Well, that and the fact that PA rolls easy. So, pipe smoker or making man, if it's downright smoking enjoyment and comfort you've been missing, relax. Try Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, now here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers to cut a few capers to the tune of Gray Eagle.
Thank you a lot there, Tommy Jackson, and thank you, Ben Smathers, and all the square dancers.
Boy, that's really something, wasn't it, Hawk? But it now sure it's him time on the show, Hawk, so why don't you tell the folks what you're going to do?
I'd just be tickled to death to, Grant. You know, back in the days when I was a little boy, going to church and Sunday school, there was a song we used to sing that always meant a lot to me. with your folks' permission and the help of the Jordanaires and all of the Nighthawks, we'd like to do one for you entitled Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears believe. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
All right, thank you a lot, folks. Thank you very much. And now back from a great tour in the eastern part of the United States, it's our good friend Chet Atkins. So here he is, along with his guitar, to play one called Crazy Rhythm. Playing for you there, Crazy Rhythm. Thanks, Jed, a lot. Now that brings us down to the educational part on our show, the spot where we introduce the man whose wife threw his best suit out of the second-story window last night. Of course, he wouldn't have minded that so much, except he was in it. The Bulls Gap hot shot, Archie Cannell!
How you doing there, Corkscrew?
The name is Hawkshaw.
Oh, excuse me. Coleslaw, huh?
I said Hawkshaw.
Oh, how are you, Hawkshaw?
Well, I am fine. But before we go any further, I want to tell you something. I was down by your house last night.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for what?
For going on by.
Oh, for crying out loud. Listen, seriously, I was walking by your house last night, and I looked in the window, and there you stood a-kissing your wife. Don't you know that anybody could have seen you doing it?
Wait just a minute. You went by my house last night and saw me kissing my wife?
I sure did.
Boy, the joke's on you.
How's that?
I wasn't even home last night.
Oh, for Christ. Well, I'm even sorry that I brought it up. I'm sorry.
Hey, was the guy you saw kissing my wife, did he have on a sort of a red, brown striped coat?
Yes, believe
it. A red shirt?
Yes.
A guitar across his neck?
Yes.
Why, it's old Chet Atkins. He'll kiss anybody.
Oh! I can see right now that you really understand women, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Hawkshaw. There ain't but two times in a man's life that he don't understand women.
When is that?
Before and after marriage.
Oh, well, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, but you know, marriage is a great thing.
Yeah, it's a great...
Marriage is a great thing.
It's a great institution.
Yeah. Institution, yeah, but who wants to live in an institution?
Oh, no, that's not what I mean.
Marriage is a fine thing, though. No family should be without it.
I guess you're right.
You take, for instance, now this morning, I was laying there in bed about 6 o'clock, and they come and knock on the door.
Uh-huh.
And, I got up about half asleep, and I grabbed the first thing I saw, and it was my wife's house coat.
Uh-huh.
So I just put it around me, and I went to the door, and it was the milkman. Well, he looked in, he saw that my wife's house coat, and he just reached up there and kissed me.
Well, what did you do?
Oh, I ain't no dumbbell. I know what's going on.
Oh, I see.
You see, his wife probably had a house coat like that. He thought it was his wife.
Oh, brother, I can really see you know women.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I've made a thorough study of women. Where's the place? But you know one thing about it. I just can't seem to get along with my wife.
Well, I thought you said you were the guy that could read women like a book.
Read women like a book?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, buddy, when you get smart enough to read women like a book, you're too old to start a library.
Archie, I'm telling you, you beat all. You know, Archie, let me tell you something. If you want to get along with your wife, you've got to kind of be nice to her.
Go home
some evening and take her a nice present.
Take her a present.
That's right.
It won't work at my house. I tried that one time. Me and her had been fussing and all went in and bawled her out. So I decided this one time that I'd be nice to her. Feller told me to.
Yeah.
So I got me a $1.98 box of candy and I walked in and I knocked on the door. My wife come to the door and I said, "Here, honey, is sweets for the sweetest."
Uh-huh.
She looked at me and she started bawling. She said, "Well, that's it. That finishes me."
Yeah.
She said, "To start off with, this morning the washing machine wouldn't work. Then the lights went off. Junior fell and broke his big toe, and now you come home drunk."
Oh, listen. Archie, you don't do it right. No,
I wish you'd tell me how to get along with my wife.
Well, you ought to do it like I do.
How do you get along with your wife?
Well, I just go home in the evening, and I walked up to the front door, you know, and I knock on the door. My little wife, she comes and opens it for me.
Yeah.
I say, "Hello, honey."
Yeah.
Then I give her a great big kiss. Now, why don't you do that?
Tell me how to do that again there now.
Well, I in the evening, I go home, and I walk up to the front door, and I knock on the door.
Yeah.
And my little wife, she comes to the door, and I said, "Hello, honey." And then I give her a great big kiss. Now, why don't you try that?
I believe I will. What time's your wife home?
Hey! All right, listen, don't you run off, Archie. Come up here. Is it true your friend, the sword swallower, is on a diet?
Ain't had a thing but straight pins for a week now, Hawk. But he don't mind, not so long as they let him have all of Prince Albert smoking tobacco he wants.
Well, he's like most pipe smokers, Archie. Fix him up with plenty of PA and they're happy. And no wonder. PA is always fresh. It's crimp cut, too.
Yeah, and that special PA process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco. With Prince Albert, a pipe smoker gets a naturally tasty, comfortable smoke. Same thing goes for making men. In an OCB paper, PA rolls easy, smokes mild, and tastes good.
So pipe smoker are making men. For downright satisfying, comfortable smoke, get Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, "Give me mild and mellow PA."
All right. right. Now it's time we heard from our guest once again. So here she is with the other side of her Capitol record, Have Heart With Love, Miss Jean Shepherd. Best
Have heart with love, have arms to cling to you, have lips to kiss you tender. If you vow your love is true, will I be your prized possession? Will we never, never part? Will your love be mine forever if I let you take my heart? Everything I own would be your own, yours alone to share. Darling, if I knew that you really, really cared. Have heart with love, have arms to cling to you, have lips to kiss you tender, if you vow your love is true. Everything I own would be your own, yours alone to share. Darling, if I knew that you really, really cared. Have heart, will love, have arms to cling to you, have lips to kiss you tender, if you vow your love is true.
All right, thank you, Jean Shepherd, and thanks a lot for being here with us tonight.
Oh, I'll tell you, she's wonderful. I sure like to hear her sing, and she's always fine. But now, any time we have a little music from our banjo picker.
Well, Grant, are you talking about that tall, skinny boy in the short pants, the old Kentucky Wonder himself?
Who else, Hawk?
Well, good deal. Here he is, neighbor, old String Bean with his latest record called Short Life and Trouble. Let it go.
This time I'm playing on the bedside. I'd give this world and half of my life if all I was married to you. It's a short life and trouble, few more days to part. Short life and trouble, little girl, poor boy with a broken heart. Short life and trouble, few more days to part. Short life and trouble, little girl, poor boy with a broken heart.
Lord, I feel so unnecessary. I hear the train a-coming. It'll blow the station door. I'd rather be dead and in my grave than see my darling go. It's short life and trouble, few more days to part. Short life and trouble, little girl, poor boy with a broken heart.
Short life and trouble. It could be my own story. Thanks, Ring Bean. Thank you very, very much.
He's another recording artist, you know.
Yeah.
Now, Hawk, it's your time on the show, and I know you got a new record out. Would you like to tell the folks a little about it?
I sure would, Grant. This is my latest record, an RCA Victor record. They picked it to be a pretty good one. And we sincerely hope that you folks will like this one. It's the title, Are You Happy?
I'll not worry over you. Are you happy? Are you happy? Do you thrill to his caress? Have things turned out for the best? Are you happy? Are you happy? It doesn't matter, darling, just what you put me through. I love you and I only want what's best for you. If there's any doubt at all, I'll be waiting for your call. Are you happy? Are you happy? What you put me through, I love you, and I only want what's best for you. If there's any doubt at all, I'll be waiting for your call. Are you happy? Are you happy?
Well, neighbor, that just about slams the door on tonight's show. And it sure was nice of you being here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. You'll be listening next week when the old Texas troubadour himself, Mr. Ernest Tubb, will be the star. And he'll have along Billy Got a Travel On Drummer as his guest. Till then, this is Hawkshaw Hawkins saying thanks. And we'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry.
Sometimes the most quiet passage in a piece of music is the most effective, and a quiet fact is often more impressive than loud shouting. For example, more people smoke Camel cigarettes and have for 10 straight years than any other kind, any filter, any king, any regular. The reason behind that fact is particularly significant today. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The costly Camel blend of choice quality Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled. There is nothing else just like the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness of each and every Camel. More and more people are realizing that the best tobacco makes the best smoke. So try Camel and see for yourself why it remains the most pleasing, most popular cigarette of all year after year. If you're smoking more today but enjoying it less, well, then, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.